Chet and Ballsy Daily. With material from Chet and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf and stuff they could never get away with on the air, listener discretion is advised. The boss told me to say that.
Monday morning's podcast, and a nice weekend, too. It was really good to get outside yesterday. Saturday was kind of but yesterday was like, it was really nice. 26, it's sunny. What? What are you looking at me like that for, you dummy?
What are you looking? You didn't start with the song.
What? I'm not starting with a song today. It's Monday.
Chet and Ballsy podcast is back for Monday.
Maybe I should. Yeah, I should have. I'm sorry. I shouldn't leave that open for Ballsy.
It's Monday.
I'm putting you through this.
Chet and Ballsy.
You didn't even notice that I shaved.
I don't care.
I'm a prepubescent little boy now. I don't have a beard
look
anymore.
Look how young you look. It took like 5 years and 5 pounds off your chin.
I think there's something to be said. No, I look skinnier when I have a beard. I do. I look slimmer when I have a beard.
I think you look slimmer when you're...
I think maybe there's something to having a kid right away. And feeling a little bit older, so now I've decided to shave, so I look a little younger, maybe.
By the way, contrary to popular belief, this podcast is not coming to you live from Chad's deck. You didn't leave your deck all weekend. Guy buys the patio.
Yes, I did. I left my deck Saturday. I did some running around. Oh, no, wait. No, I didn't leave the house Saturday.
No, you didn't.
Sunday, I went for Mother's Day brunch. So I took Callie for Mother's Day brunch. Uh-huh. And then I went on my deck and watched baseball. I watched a lot of Red Sox baseball.
So you spent all the money on the patio furniture. Like, I'm getting every dollar out of that.
You act like we spent $1 million on this furniture. You don't even know how much we spent on this furniture.
Well, I'm thinking it's more than
spent $1 million on it.
I never said you spent $1 million.
Well, you're acting like we spent a whole bunch of money. You said you spent a whole bunch of money on this.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine was canceled last week from Fox. And then it was picked up within like 36 hours by NBC. So all Brooklyn Nine-Nine fans aren't going to go without that show. I was kind of hoping it would go to Netflix or Hulu even, because I like to binge watch them all. Although Netflix has caught on. Now they're doing this thing where they'll have a show come on and they just release one episode every week.
Oh.
I don't like that. I don't like where that's
going.
Trying
to be like a network station.
Yeah, I know. Release it so we can binge watch.
So Brooklyn Nine-Nine wasn't technically dead. It was just on hiatus for a week, right?
Not even a week.
Last Man Standing on ABC, which I liked. It was a good show. Tim Allen. It's basically Tool Time only with daughters, not sons.
And guns.
Yeah, well, he runs an outdoor, Great Outdoors, the sporting goods store. So anyway, it's back. It's on Fox, so that's good. Lots of old shows coming back, eh? Like Roseanne's kicking ass.
Yeah.
Mad About You's coming back. Mm-hmm. Helen Hunt and Paul Reiser.
Now, when you say kicking ass, it's not like they used to back in the day, like Seinfeld and Cheers and all that. They used to put out huge numbers.
Yeah, but
it's
you have
like
to understand the world has changed.
Well, network television's dead.
In today's world, when you're getting 14 million people watching your show,
That's a big deal. Yeah.
So Roseanne is doing well. Mad About You's coming back. We know Will and Grace is back. What else? Charmed. They're bringing back Charmed with the Alyssa Milano.
Oh,
that
yeah,
That Witches
right.
one.
Yeah, okay.
That one's coming back.
That was horrible, wasn't it?
I don't know, it lasted 6 or 7. Anything with Alyssa Milano.
They brought back the Gilmore Girls.
Did
last
they?
Year, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they did. I think you're right.
Yuck.
They did bring back Knight Rider briefly and cancel it. And they had Dallas Cooking and it got canceled.
Y5O was.
Yeah.
Where's Magnum PI?
It's coming back.
They're doing one?
This fall, yeah.
Yep. With who? Who's Magnum?
I don't know.
Is it Tom Selleck?
No, Tom hasn't. Tom's on Blue Bloods.
Yeah,
Tom doesn't have time.
Tom's got time. Tom has time for Magnum.
Maybe because
I guarantee you they would offer Tom a good chunk of change.
Maybe Tom will come back in a role, but he's not the lead guy. No. Yeah, there's Magnum PI coming back.
Who could be Magnum?
Who could be new Magnum?
Yeah.
The mustache.
Well, they have to have a mustache.
The dude who played on Lethal Weapon, Riggs, he just got fired. Clayton Crawford, he's got a sweet stash.
The reason he got fired was because he was a douche, isn't it?
Well, that's what they say, but who really knows? Who else has a great mustache that could play that?
Lanny McDonald.
Lanny McDonald.
He's a little up there, too.
Well, I would have said you till you shaved.
Yeah, I know. I've got the figure for it, too. Me shirtless. That opening scene where Magnum's, like, the opening credits where he's holding the girl in his arms.
I don't think you could get away with that intro song anymore, either, could you?
That intro song?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not the theme.
No, but the picture's there. He couldn't be staring at a girl in a thong.
He couldn't get away with a lot of stuff on that show. Especially the copious amount of hair. Like, just everywhere. Everywhere!
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Over the weekend, I was telling you, I spent a lot of time on the deck. I also did a little reading. There's this book, a book called Man Versus Baby, and it's really great.
Right.
If you're having a kid, as a guy, check this book out. It's kind of humorous, and it looks at things, but it's very real. And it hit me very hard this weekend that in just a few months, maybe less, we're going to have a baby in our house. And I am not going to have the freedoms I once did.
Well, it's already changing for you because don't you have to start going to Lamaze classes here right away?
They're not called Lamaze.
What are they called?
I don't know what they're called. Birthing classes?
Parenting classes.
Not parenting classes. They should have those, but they're not called parenting
classes. Well, whatever. They were called Lamaze classes back in the day when I went.
Yeah, no, we've got that starting up at the end of the month.
So what's really hitting home for you now? Like, why is it becoming real?
Because now I know that I'm not going to be able to just, you know, go out and pop out quick for a drink with the guys.
Yeah.
That's just not going to happen anymore.
No, it's not.
We're not going to be able to just go for a morning brunch on a Sunday.
You are three on the pecking order in your house. It's going to be, well, Callie, she's the ultimate. She owns the house now. She's in charge. Right. Then the baby, then the dog, and then Chad. That's how it's going to work. I know for me it became reality when I had, we had a two-door Chevy Cavalier. I brought Ethan home in it, and then I had Ethan for about 2 weeks, and I always had to reach in the back seat to pull him out with the car seat, you know? Yeah. And I'm like, this is hard on my back, and I'm only 29. Nope, this ain't flying. So I went, and I got a minivan.
Yeah.
Silver minivan.
Right. Yep. But that was before, like, you know, a lot of SUVs were cool. Now you can get away without having a minivan. Yeah, you could just have an SUV.
Yeah, you could. But I went and got a minivan, and that's when it became real for me. It was like, there's no way to look cool in a minivan. That's it. Dad.
And you know, the thing is, I think I just got all the Goldfish and Cheerios out of my vehicle from Layla. And now we've got a new one coming.
That's good. Easy transition.
It's true, but that's why you should always have leather in a vehicle with kids.
I forgot. You got to start up on Cheerios.
Oh, yeah. Cheerios and Goldfish.
That's the go-to snack.
I will be
snack.
The Cheerios and Goldfish master. Dave Martin called in this morning with some advice.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, guys?
Excellent. What's going on?
I just get ready to go to work, starting the day. Time to talk to you guys about making babies.
Okay, good.
Well, the making of it, I got down, buddy.
are you currently trying to make a baby, sir, or what?
No, I had four of them.
Oh, wow.
A Western producer.
Two girls, two boys.
Oh, you still have energy to pick up a phone. That's great.
I do.
So when did it become real for you that you were a dad? When did it hit you?
It became very real when she told me there was something in the water. Every time she got pregnant, there was something in the water.
Was the milkman coming around a lot?
Must have been somebody. I was working all the time.
So your little guys know how to swim then. They could win the Olympic medal.
Oh, boy, we've won four Olympic medals.
So what was that like when you were at the hospital, you had your first baby? Let's go with the first one. So you have your first child, and then all of a sudden it's like, all right, get out of here. Time to go home. So was that a little nerve-wracking?
Yeah, it was. It was. Bringing the baby home is nervous because, you know, you're new at this and you don't know what's going to be going on.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm a little worried about that. I know I've got a daughter already, but I wasn't around a lot in the beginning for her, so this is kind of new for me.
Which is kind of cool. It's new for you, so it is cool.
Yeah, it's new. This is a new experience, right? So I'm a little concerned about that.
Give Chad some quick early fatherhood advice. What advice do you have for him?
Don't bring any boys around the house.
That's right. His life ends. He is third on the pecking order, yeah?
Why? Because then I'll end up with three more?
Grandkids.
Oh, grandkids. Oh, God. Don't even get me going on that yet.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Okay, so we're talking about kids. This is a very 2018 trend. A quarter of parents say they're changing parts of the classic stories when they tell them to their kids because they're too scary, they send a bad message, or they're not politically correct. Check this out. So in Little Red Riding Hood, the wolf doesn't eat the grandma, and instead of killing him, he and Little Red Riding Hood become friends at the end.
No.
Yes. In The Three Little Pigs, they don't trick the wolf into going down the chimney into a boiling pot. He just apologizes, and they let him go. The Gingerbread Man does not get eaten at the end. Because that would be mean. Hansel and Gretel don't get abandoned in the woods, and they don't kill the witch to escape.
I thought they got stuffed in the oven. Wasn't that what happened?
I don't know. That one I'm a little shaky on. And basically, parents now avoid telling the ugly duckling story because it promotes body shaming and bullying. So
it promotes the real world.
I know.
What it promotes. All of those do.
I know.
The one I don't like out of all of those is a Little Red Riding Hood one. That one, that teaches you a valuable lesson. Don't talk to strangers. And if you talk to strangers, yeah, they're going to eat your grandparents.
Don't talk to strangers.
Why
baby,
do you have to sing?
You talk?
Have you noticed the last three podcasts that's all you do is sing on this thing?
I thought this is what I'm doing here. Anyway, I know what book I'm going to buy you, Chad, for you and your son or daughter to be. And please read the book as it is, okay? Snow White and the Seven Exceptional Men of Non-Average Height.
Ah, yes.
I'm going to send you that book, okay?
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We're excited for the Memorial Cup this week here in Regina, and everything gets started Thursday night with the Eagles.
Yes.
Not the Beagles. I was looking forward to dogs out jumping through hoops, and I was like, oh, the Beagles will
the
be
Beagles.
Here. That's not the case.
I'll tell you, hopefully the rain holds off, because if I know Sean Semple, one of the owners of the Pats, he'll put on a big-time party. It will be going to see. So it's going to be a great concert. You also want to be paying attention to our morning show from 6 to 10 on 104.9 The Wolf, because we're going to broadcast live from there Thursday and Friday, and Chad and Ballsy make a cameo in the evening after the Eagles show.
We have, we're doing a two-hour show, you and I, from there. What is going on, man? That's way past
just
our
the
bedtime.
Two of us. We can
See,
make
you're
it
singing
if we
again.
Try.
We got to stop this singing. I don't know how I'm going
to
stop it.
Anyway, no, it's going to be big. You want to be listening to that show 10 to 12, because we got some details on what we're doing. It's a big deal coming up here.
Yeah.
Really big.
Big announcement. And you're also going to want to make sure you check out thewolfrocks.com day of, like Thursday and Friday. Lots of details given there, too. So just put it on your radar.
So we've got Swift Current, Regina, Hamilton, and the Acadia Bathurst Teton. Who are you going with?
Who has somebody's got to have the hotshot player. Who has the hotshot player?
I don't even really. Well, Godden's been pretty good for Swift Current. He won the MVP of our league.
What's his name?
Glenn Godden.
Okay. What'd you think? Said God. I was like, what is his
name? Well, he's playing like God. Glenn Godden. Last time Swift Current was here, though, they lost 7-1 to the Pats. Remember that in game six? So I don't know. I would love to see last time the Pats hosted the Mem Cup was 2001. They got to the semifinal with the Bear Jackman team and lost in overtime to the QMJHL team. So, Baldor. Who do you got?
I would like to say the Pats, but it's not too often the host team wins it. Mm-hmm. So, although last year the host team won it, right?
Yes.
Windsor won it?
Yes. I'm going to go with the Swift Current Broncos.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick the Broncos. The last time a Saskatchewan team won a Memorial Cup was in Saskatoon when the Swift Current Broncos beat the Saskatoon Blades 4-3 in overtime. I say Swift Current beats the Pats
in
the final.
I'm going to go Hamilton Bulldogs. We'll win it. And the reason I say that is just because our boys Monster Truck are big fans of theirs. So.
Who are they beating?
I believe part owners. So.
Who are they beating?
Oh, I haven't gotten that far.
Okay.
Swift Current?
Okay, Hamilton and Swift Current.
Yeah.
I say Regina Swift Current with Swift Current winning.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We're talking TV earlier, Chad, and old shows that are back. You think Cheers, they could redo Cheers?
I don't know. I think so. I think they could do Cheers again.
You're a big fan of this show, Seinfeld. Could they do Seinfeld again?
No.
No?
No.
Never again?
No. It was a magical time. Seriously, there's no way. You couldn't get a cast like that together again.
They couldn't bring them back together?
No. I think that was one of those lucky hits. Because it was supposed to be canceled. After season three was like, that was the hit season. Before that, it was a show that wasn't on the radar.
Seinfeld, 20 years ago, the finale aired. Today. 20
oh
years ago
God.
Today. It had more live viewers than any other TV show episode in the last two decades. Still number four on the all-time list. The last episode of MASH is number one. Then the finale of Cheers. Mm-hmm. And then the episode Who Shot JR on Dallas. And then Seinfeld. It's interesting, eh?
Seinfeld, the ending when they all went to jail was silly. That was just, and Larry David, he came back to write that episode. I think even he regrets sending it off that way. But how do you end a show like that? Like, they were all kind of scoundrels in their own way.
Yeah.
So I guess that's how you do it, and it's a good way to get all of the old characters back in when they came in to testify and things like that. So, I suppose.
Elaine wasn't on the initial episode. She wasn't in the pilot.
No,
did you know that?
She wasn't. No, her character, the female lead, was actually a waitress at the restaurant that was serving them coffee.
That's right.
She was supposed to be like the Elaine, and that just didn't work.
The term regifting was coined by Seinfeld. Yeah, Jerry's dentist, played by Bryan Cranston, gave him a label maker, which was originally a gift he got from Elaine. Seinfeld also made a few other terms popular: double dipping, close talker,
right,
shrinkage, and yada yada yada.
Yeah.
Those were all things that became popular because of your favorite show, Seinfeld.
I like the double dipper. You dipped the chip, and you dipped again. That's the line. Have you never? How many episodes have you seen in your life?
Well, originally when it was airing, probably three. I saw the last one. I saw the "No Soup for You" when he made him change.
Soup Nazi, yeah.
Yeah, and then the one in the diner where she looks good in the light and then ugly.
Yeah, Two-Face.
Two-Face. Ugly in
the
dark.
You've only seen a couple of episodes, but yet you saw the finale. That finale must have really sucked then.
It did suck for me, yeah. I had to see
because you wouldn't have even known.
Had to see it because everybody else was seeing it. That's why I had to see it. It was one of those you can't miss moments.
Seinfeld has. So you've never seen The Contest?
Well, I've been starting to watch them now because they're in reruns, right? But
yeah. I've seen every episode. I swear to you, I've seen every episode probably at least five times.
What's your favorite all-time episode?
Well, The Contest is classic.
What's The Contest one again?
That's when to see who can go the longest without doing the old ticka 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 tick.
Oh, okay.
The Contest, like the master of their own domain. So that one, The Chinese Restaurant is another really good one when they're sitting waiting for a table, and that's the whole episode. That was actually the one that put them on the map. That and The Contest.
It really is a show about nothing.
Oh, totally.
Kind of like a radio show, I know.
Festivus? Yeah. Festivus episode was
great. I saw that one too.
There's so many iconic ones, man. The astronaut pen.
Who's your favorite character?
George.
George's?
George. And at first, I hated George. But then the more the show went on, the more I realized that I am George. but I think everybody is George in their own way. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
You get caught. You're always the one who gets caught doing stupid things. Or you're always the one who's a little petty. Right. So actually, I'm sure even if you watch Seinfeld, you'll relate to me more than any. I think everybody can relate to a character on that show, or everybody has a friend like one of those characters.
Do you have a friend like every one of those characters?
Yes, absolutely, I do. Yep, I do.
Maybe that's why it was a hit. It involved everybody.
Yeah, it kind of hit everybody. And the thing about Seinfeld is now you can say this is such a Seinfeld moment. Because you know that when you're caught in a situation, that's like that's why Curb Your Enthusiasm. I guess Curb Your Enthusiasm was kind of a revamp of Seinfeld in its own way, but it's not the same.
I think I'm gonna sit down and watch this Seinfeld and probably Sopranos. I've not watched Sopranos yet.
Right? Have you seen the Flintstones? Do you know about?
Oh,
that
I know
one?
The Flintstones.
Or the Jetsons.
Yeah. Jetsons,
any,
Flintstones.
Any of those? I know the
Different
brand
Strokes.
New. I Love Lucy. Maybe.
No, I didn't. No, that was before my time.
Okay.
Beverly Hillbillies. Beverly Hillbillies.
All right. Well.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.